What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about why it gets worse when you go back to a toxic relationship with a narcissist. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. Yes, y'all. Yep. It gets worse. So, you will hear a lot of people tell you that it will get worse in a toxic relationship. A lot of people will say, hey, look, if you go back to that narcissist, it will get worse. But a lot of people don't tell you why. You know, yeah, it will. Yeah. Is it true that it gets worse most times when you go back to a narcissist? Absolutely, yes. Yes, that's going to be true a lot of the times. But a lot of people just... Why does it get worse, Lee? When all we want to do is love them? Why does it get worse when all we do want to do is be there for them and care for them and give them the love, care, and appreciation? Why does it get worse? Why are they so rejected of our love? Yo.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It gets worse when you go back to a narcissist because they now know. One of the reasons is because they now know what they can get away with. They now know what the new, like, bottom line of the relationship is now. They now know what is off limits and what is, you know, it's in the mind of a lot of narcissists is now, okay, I've done this, I've said this, I've gotten away with this. What more can I do? I'll say this to people right here. Like, you don't get bonus, goodness gracious. You don't get bonus points for being a ride or die for a narcissist. You don't get, there's not a club you get to join. There's no bonus points. There's no separate membership in the toxic relationship with a narcissist that you get to join for staying with them, for going back to them. You don't get bonus points. Most narcissists look at you like you're a pushover. They look at you like you're easy to get over with. They look at you like you're easy to run over top of and things like that. That's how most of them are going to look at you. I know people are like, well, damn, Lee, that's kind of messed up. But yeah, that's the mindset of it. That's how it goes inside the mind of a lot of narcissists. Like, they look at you like a pushover now because you allowed them to push you over. Even though you might not think that, even though you might just be like, well, I'm being forgiven. I'm an empathetic, kind, caring person. So this is just me being who I am. They look at it as, well, I can get away with stuff. You were pushover. And a lot of them will tell some narcissists will brag on how bad they treat you. Some of them will brag on how much they've gotten away with. Some of them will brag on what they've been forgiven for and what you came back through. They don't give you bonus points. They give themselves bonus points. This is like, damn, okay. I've elevated to level 2 toxic narcissist now, and I've still gotten forgiven. I've elevated to level 3 toxic abusive narcissist, and I've still gotten forgiven. Like, I've gotten forgiven. Like, y'all know I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom, right? At mentalhealness.net, I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom. And I hear some bad stories where pretty much the narcissistic person has done everything you can think of to a person. They've taken, look, they've threatened to unalive them. They put their hands on them. They cheated on them. They've, you know, SA'd them. They've done pretty much every single thing that they can do. And that person who is so traumatized and beat down by the narcissist continues to take them back. And it does get worse. And they're like, Lee, I'm just trying to be forgiven. Why do they keep doing this? I'm like, because now they want to see what more they can get away with. The sadistic, narcissistic person wants to see what more they can get away with, what more they can do, how much more pain they can deliver towards you and whatnot, because that's what's going to happen. That's a continuation. You know, it gets worse because now they think, you know, one of the reasons that it gets worse is because one of the reasons it gets worse is because the narcissist doesn't care how you feel. Let's be realistic right there. Even though you've forgiven them, even though you've been there with them, even though you struggled and survived and did all this stuff for them, they don't care how you feel. They only typically care about how they feel, how they, you know, how are their own needs being met? You know, how things are going for them, how they are being treated, how they are being perceived, what their reputation is looking like. They don't care how you feel. Most times, I'm just telling you, I didn't say all the time. I know I didn't say all the time. Most times they don't care how you feel. And that's why I tell people, like, think about this before you go back into a toxic relationship. I know it's easier said than done. Yeah, I know how the mind works nowadays. You know, just think about before you go back why, like, they used to just lie to you and cheat on you. Like, they used to just lie to you and cheat on you, right? Now, you're taking them back. They put their hands on you. Now, you're taking them back. They threatened to unalive you. Now you're taking them back. They stalked you and harassed you and got you locked, got you put in jail. Now it's progressively gotten worse. Now you've lost all your friends and family. You're just like, what the hell, Lee? What can I do to protect myself? What can I do to heal? What can I do to grow? Like, what can I do to keep moving forward? Like, what can I do?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It only gets better when you stop going back. Because typically, y'all, and this is just me being real right here, typically, if you keep forgiving them, you keep taking them back, and they keep getting worse and worse and worse, they start to view you as a, like, not only as a pushover. I see in some of these groups I'm part of, y'all, some of the self-aware narcissist groups and whatnot, I've seen them people just look, they just like, well, this person is weak. They'll call you weak, and they call you pathetic, and then they'll try to replace you with somebody else, because now they get bored of doing this stuff. Now they've gotten bored of the stuff that they've gotten away with. That's why I tell people, like, I'm not trying to hurt y'all's feelings, I promise you I'm not. But when I see this stuff, I'm just telling you, that's the mindset of some of them. They're just like, well, damn, now I'm bored of what I've been able to get away with. Now I need, like, now this is less fun. I've gotten away with every single thing. And yes, y'all be like, well, Lee, we just trying to be forgiving and empathetic. But they just like, well, I've gotten away with every single thing that I've done. Time for me to move on. Time for me to find somebody else. Time for me to find another target. And they will leave you broken. And that's why I tell people, you don't get bonus points for taking them back. You might think you get bonus points. You might think it looks good for them and like you're just a kind, forgiving person. But most narcissists look down on that. They don't look at you like you're just this superhero survivor. They look at you like you're a pushover. They look at you like you're easily run down. You know, they look at you like you are, you know, it's just in that space right there. So that's why I'm telling people, like, before you take them back, understand this is how a lot of them are going to view you. They're going to view you like you are a pushover. They're going to view you like they can get away with any single thing that they ever want to do to you. That's how they're going to view you. So that's what I'm telling people right now with the mindset of how things are going for you right now. Just understand this is where it's going to go for you. The reason it doesn't get better, the reason it typically gets worse is because now, like, all the stuff that they've done in the past, when you take a narcissist back, they think that everything they've done to you in the past, it's okay now. So they've piled up a lot of trauma, right? Let's say this is the bottom floor of your relationship, right? Let's say you started off from the ground level, like you're on a ground level of trauma and abuse, right? There's no trauma, no abuse. But now it started to rise because they've done so much stuff to you and then y'all have broken up. You take them back. This is the new ground floor. All the stuff they've done to you before is underneath this. So this is the new ground floor right now. So they think all this stuff beneath here, they think all this stuff is okay. They think the stuff that they've done to you previously is okay. So now they can pile up more stuff. Y'all leave again, you break up again. This is the new ground floor if you take them back. This is the new ground. So that's why I'm saying, that's why it rarely gets better, because now they know what they can get away with. They know it's a new ground floor. There's like when you hear somebody say there's levels to it, this is kind of what they mean right here. There's levels to trauma, there's levels to abuse, and they're going to keep leveling up and getting, and most of them get worse. I'm not just saying, I'm just like, well, Lee, you took, your wife took you back and y'all made it work. And it, y'all, I've been in psychotherapy for over 6 years now. Whew. I got tired just thinking about that, y'all. I mean, this is 2024. This is year 7 of my therapy right here. This is going into year 7 of therapy. You know, because I started therapy in 2017. I started therapy in 2017. I've been putting in the work. And I'm going to be in therapy for the rest of my life. And I'm okay with that. You know, that's why. But Lee, yours didn't get worse. Y'all, I'm working on me. Most are not going to work on themselves. You need to work on you. You can't force that narcissistic person to work on themselves. You can't force them to be less abusive, less toxic. But I will say this right here. In the mind of a lot of narcissists, what you allow will compound and continue. What you allow, not only what you allow will continue, what you allow will compound and be added to, and it will continue to progress forward. You know, so that's why it gets worse, y'all. That's why I keep telling people, because they haven't put their hands on you before, doesn't mean that they won't do it now. Because the more you take them back, the more paranoid that they're going to be that you will leave again. Like if you break up with them and they've done something horrible to you, they are paranoid now that you've left before. So now they're paranoid that you're going to leave again. That's why sometimes they get more controlling. They get more insecure. They get more obsessive. They get more aggressive. You see? That's why things get worse before they get better in these toxic relationship dynamics in these spaces. So you have to heal. You have to grow. You have to continue to progress forward, because if you don't, this is what you end up with right here. The remnants of a relationship, a toxic relationship that just compounds and continuously gets worse. You know? So y'all, welcome to 2024. Ooh, let's get it. The Self-Love Journal is on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me. A Self-Love Journal is on Amazon. Check that out to help you rebuild your self-love and get those boundaries up, y'all, so you can understand to not let that toxic narcissistic person back. Go ahead and make sure y'all subscribe to the channel as well. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.